السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين، فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, there is no doubt that we are going through a very critical stage in the life of the Muslim Ummah around the world. Although we have been discussing certain ayat of the Quran Sharif, certain hadiths of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and certain incidents in the lives of the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajma'in or the Awliya-e-Kiram over the past few weeks or months. However, it is appropriate that we should discuss something that is relevant to our times, especially in the light of what is happening with regards to the preparation that America is making to bombard Afghanistan. And probably Pakistan will also be caught in the crossfire. This is not something that is new in history. If we have to look at the history of Islam, this is not something that is new. I don't have the time, otherwise I would have liked to discuss today the Battle of Ahzab, Ghazwa Ahzab, where there was a whole confederation of different groupings, different people, all the enemies of Islam throughout Arabia. They had planned that once and for all we must destroy the Muslims in Madinah Tayyibah. So the Jews, the Kuffar of Makkah, the Mushrikeen of Makkah, the Yahud, the Munafiqeen, whoever you can think of was considered to be possessing some kind of military might and power at that time. They all planned to attack Madinah Sharif together. So that is a whole history which there is no time to discuss today. But if we have to look at that, and inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives me life and an opportunity, then I will discuss it. But if we have to look at that incident or that historical chapter, then we will come to the conclusion that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's nusrat and help is with the believers, whether they are in a minority, whether they have very little equipment and force, whether they are weak, whether they are strong, whatever their language, whatever their geographical position, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's help and nusrat is with the believers. If they have got iman and amal-e-salih, then definitely, most certainly, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has helped such people. But to separate and to sort out and to divide the munafiqeen from the believers, certain situations were created where there was a severe test, and the believers, until the very last minute, they did not know that Allah Ta'ala is going to send down the angels and they are going to get victory. They had prepared themselves that we are going to give our lives, come what may. We are going to give our lives for the sake of Islam and for the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has declared, then it is haq. And if our life goes on that which is haq, then it is shahadat. And if we have to return victorious, then we are ghazis. So whether we look at it this way or that way, we are successful. If we lose our lives too, we are successful. And if we return too, we are successful. They had understood this, that iman and amal-e-salih, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's promises to those people who have taqwa. So these people had taqwa, they had iman, they had amal-e-salih. So the situations were created by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which were sometimes so severe that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. They were shaken up, a terrible shaking. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala even says, وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الزُّنُونَ. In that ayat, if you have to look at that whole ayat, Allah Ta'ala says that even their eyes popped out, their hearts came away to up to their throats, meaning so severe it was. It was so dangerous, so critical. It was as if they were going to be wiped out totally. So that is the description that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving of those who were so strong in their iman, the Sahaba Kiram Ridwanullah Alayhim Ajma'in, that their eyes popped out and their hearts came up to their throats and they began to have certain thoughts about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But this was that severe shaking that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given them as a test. But then if you have to look at the history that follows, how Allah Ta'ala sent that gale force wind, that cyclone, how that their pots and pans which they had began to strike against their faces, their fires were extinguished and they disappeared from there and made a hasty retreat, and yet it was a confederation of so many different groupings. So this is something that is coming down from the ages. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was threatened by his father, I'm going to stone you, I'm going to do this to you and I'm going to do that to you. And we know that Namrud, what he did to the people. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's people, that whole history, who does not know? That Fir'aun had ordered that if there's a male child that is born, that child must be immediately slaughtered. Now you think that was an easy test for the believers, whoever believed in Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam at that time. It was not an easy thing that whoever is born a male child, if a male child is born, then it must be immediately destroyed. But then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala caused Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to be nourished in the same palace of Fir'aun. Therefore in the zikr, that little couplet comes to mind, Dil ko agar chamkana ho to karlo zikr illallah. If you want to really shine your heart, then make the zikr of illallah. Meaning that bring Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's greatness into your heart. And when your hearts will light up, then after that, you will see everything in true perspective. You will see the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You will see the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then you will realize that it is only in obedience to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we can attain success. So, dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah. But then immediately after that, what does he say? Socho zara Fir'aun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. Think for a little while, ponder over it. Who is it that caused Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to be nourished and sustained in the house of Fir'aun? That same person who had ordered that all male children must be destroyed and they must be slaughtered. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam sustenance in that and upbringing under the care of the wife of Fir'aun. Ghaur karo Yunus ko machli ke shikam mein rakha kisne. Think over that time, who is it that kept Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam in the stomach of the whale? In the stomach of the whale where there were certain deaths. Who is it that sustained Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam? Ghaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne. It is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who sustained him. And we have a great lesson in that incident of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, which I have mentioned in some majlis of mine, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that fanada fi zulumat, when he was in three darknesses, the darkness of the waters of the ocean, the darkness of the night, and the darkness of the stomach of the whale. So many different kinds of darkness. And when Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam calls out from all these darknesses in distress, when he calls out, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minaz zalimin. The ashiqana tarjuma, the tarjuma or the translation of the lovers of that ayah, of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for that ayat, La ilaha illa anta, is that, Tere siwa mere Allah, hamara hai hi kon. تیرے سوا ہمارا سہارا کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی نہیں. So when he called out in distress to Allah تبارک و تعالی that, oh Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Who else are we going to turn towards? Who else am I going to seek help and assistance in this state of distress? Who was it that could have come to his help and assistance in the stomach of the whale? And who is it that gave him life and sustenance in the stomach of the whale? It was Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's greatness, Allah ta'ala's might, Allah ta'ala's qudrat, Allah ta'ala's power. So when he called out in distress, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, La ilaha illa anta, you alone, oh Allah, there is none worthy of worship. There is no one that we can bow our heads before. There is no one that we can raise our hands before. There is no one that we can plead to, we can beg of, and we can seek from, except you, Allah. Because worship is for you alone. It is not for anything else, because nothing else will be of benefit to us. If you decide, then your decision will be final. There's no question of you taking mashwara from us and seeking advice from us and asking us to have a party and a consultation. Nothing. Oh Allah, whatever is your decision, it is going to be final. And we believe that you are Hakim and you are Hakim. That you have got full command. And you order, whenever you order, then it takes place immediately. إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. How many times we have read in Yasin Sharif. So when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala decides upon anything and it is his hukam that take place, happen, be, then it happens immediately. There is no delay also in Allah ta'ala's hukam. It's not a question that now it is going to take a bit of time before they start getting together and planning to carry out that action. Nothing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam is imminent. It is immediate. Kun fayakun. So here Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, in that distress, in that state of distress, he is saying, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, glory be to you. Subhan is used when to indicate that there is absolutely no defect, no weakness in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no defect or weakness of any kind in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is nothing but beauty, there is nothing but perfection, there is nothing but greatness, there is nothing but glory. So therefore, why should you, O believers, be so heartbroken that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not going to come to your assistance? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is guaranteeing and assuring. So here also the Sahaba-e-Kiram, when they had this problem in the battle of Ahzab, so it was a test upon them, and after that Allah ta'ala gave them victory. Here also Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, when he calls out in the stomach of the whale, in three darknesses, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the ocean, and the darkness of the stomach of the whale, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We responded to the call of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that, don't think that I cannot hear where you are calling from. There is no question of darkness that is going to affect my listening. There is no question of distance that is going to affect my listening. There is no question of the area that you are in. You can be right at the bottom of the ocean, but if you call me in distress, then I am there to listen to you. And when what Allah Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ, and we gave him freedom from that distress that he was in. الْغَمْ هُوَ الْحَمُّ الَّذِي يُزِيبُ الْإِنسَانِ. So that gham which melts a person, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him salvation from that. Allah ta'ala listened to him. So we have been told that just as Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam called out in the darkness and in distress to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala responded, and Allah has said, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and this is how we will go on helping the believers. Allah ta'ala is saying that the believers, this is how we will go on helping them. Hazrat Maulana Dr. Abdul Hai Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, he says that, does this mean then that every Muslim has to go into the stomach of the whale? Because Allah Ta'ala says that this is how we will go on helping the believers. It is muzare that is being used. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that this help of mine is not limited to Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. We will go on helping in this manner. So does it mean that every Muslim in the world must now look for a whale, get into its stomach, go to the bottom of the ocean and then say, La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Then only Allah Ta'ala's help will come. No. What it means is that in your time also you will experience different kinds of darkness. The darkness of your environment, the darkness of your bazaars and marketplaces, the darkness of your governments, the darkness of the civilization that you are living in, the darkness of your schools and colleges, the darkness of even your homes, where sometimes there are two or three people that are interested in obeying Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there are another two or three in that same home who are the friends of shaitan and the friends of the devils, and there is a big clash there, and these two, three simple people who want to obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they don't know what to do, because when they read Quran Sharif, then the father, mother puts the television full blast. When they want to read, make zikr or tilawat, or when they want to engage in the reading of the tafsir or something of that nature, or they want to stay away from haram, then they are being lashed, they are being bombarded, they are being criticized, they are being mocked, then they are being ridiculed. Brothers, why are we complaining today when we say that we are being ridiculed in the streets and our women are being ridiculed in the bazaars and in the supermarkets? I'm not justifying all that, but I'm talking to an audience of Muslims here and believers here. What I am saying is that we are talking about being ridiculed and criticized and mocked and teased. How many Muslims we have mocked and teased because of their Islamic garb, because of their beards, because of their practice upon the Sunnah, because of their obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of their following of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How many believers we have mocked and teased and ridiculed, ask ourselves. So many of us, prior to our changes, prior to the reformation that came in our lives, we know that what we went through. We used to do the same thing that they are doing today to us. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help and nusrat is not with the names of Muslims. I have repeatedly said this. We are all waiting for Allah ta'ala's nusrat and help to come. Why? Because there are Muslims that are being affected. No doubt Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has promised, but all His promises are on iman and amal salih. If you have got iman and if you have got amal salih, then the history shows how Allah ta'ala assisted, not in one battle, but in so many different battles. It could have been just one battle where Allah ta'ala could have just sent some angels and said, well, that's sufficient now as a proof. But it didn't happen like that. The battle of Badr, the battle of Uhud, and all those battles that followed, everywhere Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala assisted and helped those Muslims who were small in number, very little equipment, very little arms, but because they had iman and amal salih, they were made to come close together, and the clash took place, and that is when the enemies were then defeated. So if only the Muslims, and the Muslims of the world, that is the important thing, the majority of the Muslims have to have iman, strong iman, and amal salih, then we don't say that there will be no preparation and planning and all kinds of alliances and confederations and everything taking place against the Muslims. It will take place, and even clashes will take place, and people will lose their lives also, as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لِيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمُ الشُّهَدَى. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted some to be shaheeds also as role models for the ummah, because those people on whom Allah ta'ala has shown His in'am and blessings, we ask in every namaz, اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The sirat, what is sirat al-mustaqim? The sirat, or the road, or the path of those on whom you have blessed them with your in'am, those who have been blessed. Now who are those? أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَى وَالصَّالِحِينَ. So these four groups, the Nabis, the Siddiq, the Shuhada, and the Salihin, they had to come into this world. So if there was nobody that was going to become Shaheed, then we would have found this group. Therefore that beautiful little line, Uhud ke shaheedo ke khune wafa se sabak le ke paabande dastoor hoonga. Uhud ke shaheedo ke khune wafa se. He says, we could have written the books of history with the ink of our pens, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made them write the history of Islam with the pen of their blood, with the ink with the blood becoming the ink. The shaheeds, they gave their blood and they wrote down the history of Islam, those 70 shaheed in the battle of Uhud. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was present there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, his teeth were shattered. He falls down unconscious. So many things happened there. Why? So that we may take a lesson that these things will happen. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's way of showing how strong the iman of the believers was. That they said, whatever happens, even if our life is in danger, but we are not going to disobey Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And just that little difference of opinion that they had about who remaining on the mountain, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam had stationed them on the mountain, 60 odd people, and asked them not to leave there, whether we are victorious or whether we are defeated. And they had a dispute, and just 12 remained there, and the others came down when the Muslims were successful. And after that, they lost 70 of their people. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala attacked. So we have just one lesson to take from everything that is happening around. Just by gossiping and just by discussing all the time, they are doing this and they are doing that, and they are now gathering together, and now they're going to be bombarding, and now they are, it is not going to really help. Ask ourselves that the amount of time that we spend in talking to our friends and our family members and our associates about what is happening, how much of time did we even spend 1/10 of that time in doing what Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam taught us in the stomach of the whale, that turn towards Allah and in your distress call towards Him, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has promised, fastajabna lahu, just as He responded to the call of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam and He took him out of his distress, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has promised the same thing for the believers, that when they are going to call out to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in distress, in other words making ruju ila Allah, getting rid from our lives of those evils which have entered our lives. Up till now we are not prepared to give up all that Bollywood and Hollywood films. We are not prepared to give it up, but we are prepared to criticize America for whatever they are doing. So it is not going to help just criticizing them. Allah Ta'ala's help will only come when we get rid from our lives of that American culture of which we have become such ashiks and such lovers, that come what may, our girls, our boys, our youth, our old people and young people, we are blindly following that culture. And especially those who are living in America, 90% of them. So then where do you expect Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help and nusrat to come? But still it is not too late. Let them plan as much as they wish to plan. The best of planners is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our job in these times is to turn towards Him and make a lot of dua to Him. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is listening and He has promised to listen. Just as Hazrat Ibrahim, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's dua was heard, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua was heard and responded to, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's dua was heard and responded to, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam's dua was heard and responded to. In the same way, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, any time, any age, if they are going to turn towards Him, Allah ta'ala will respond. The victory of the Afghanistan Mujahideen against the Russians was not on the basis of military strength and power. Go and read the history of what happened there and go and meet the people that are living there and ask them for all the stories of how they captured Kabul and how they captured Afghanistan and how they are now controlling over 90%. It was not on their military might or power. Russians had plenty of military power. But it was on the basis of their very strong iman that those miraculous events which took place in the times of the Anbiya, which took place in the time of the Sahaba, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala assisted them and helped them in these times and made the Russian bear fold up its tail and get out from there. But when we become complacent again and we take it for granted, then again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings out another test. So we should make a lot of dua. Because the intention of the Americans is not just to bombard Afghanistan, we know that. The intention of these enemies of Islam is to somehow get together, and in the initial stages, that is what they will do, try and get all the so-called liberal Muslim thinking people together and attack the so-called fundamentalist people. And afterwards, when they've got some power and victory, then their intention is to destroy the nuclear power of Pakistan and whichever Muslim country may have got some wealth and some stronghold and some kind of significant impact on people's lives, then it is to capture such areas. But Allah Ta'ala is again the best of planners. We don't have to despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. We do not have to lose hope and trust in Allah Ta'ala. And we do not have to believe that Americans have become gods and they can do whatever they wish and it is going to carry on like that. But yes, as an azab and a punishment for the believers who claim to be believers but are nowhere near obedience to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala will use the enemies against them in different forms. His azab will come. One of the azabs is that fear and the khawf which has gripped the entire Pakistan now. and not only there but in most parts of the world, and even in other parts, or in those parts of the world where there are Muslims living, the fear that has gripped their lives. The masajid are not safe anymore. The madrasas are not safe. When you are walking in the streets, you're not safe. When you are going to the airports, the moment they see you in a garb, Islamic garb, or they see our women in Islamic garb, then you are immediately a terrorist or you're a suspect. If you have a pilot's license, then you are definitely a hijacker and a murderer. So that's why nobody must even go for a pilot's license anymore. In fact, I think very soon the first question at all airports is, do you have a pilot's license? So therefore, my brothers, please, we should understand that instead of just talking and talking and talking about what is happening in the world, let us spend a few minutes in the musalla, away from everybody, raise our hands, shed a few tears before Allah, and plead to Him that, oh Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that ummah for whom Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shed so much of his blood and his tears, that ummah is in a very weak state today. Oh Allah, come to the assistance of this ummah. Give them that position of dignity and honor that you had given to them. Just like this morning after Fajr, a person phones and tells me, Maulana, I had a very, very strange dream. He said, what was the dream? He says, I saw Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dream coming to your home. I was with him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came into your room. You were crying. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam entered. He took your name and he also started crying. You want to know what is the interpretation of this dream? He said, what else is the interpretation? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is also crying. That what is the condition of the ummah? That ummah for whom I shed my blood, my tears, I sacrificed everything. That ummah today in casinos, in discos, in cinemas, in theaters, and with all these things happening, still those evils are not leaving their lives. So therefore, let us turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Let us not hurt the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with our actions and deeds. Let us get rid and make a niyyat today in this Jummah Salat that, Ya Allah, the first thing we're going to get rid from our homes is all those evil and filthy films and magazines that we have got. Because what on the day of Qiyamah, if we tell Ya Rasulullah sallam, give me Jame Kausar, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that the whole ummah was in danger there, and at that time too you couldn't give up that filth on the television screen, and you couldn't make five times namaz even in that stage, then when else would you have been making falah salat? May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq to make amal, and each and every one of us. May Allah Ta'ala send down His unseen nusrat and help for the mujahideen of Islam. And may Allah Ta'ala shake up the might of the so-called greatest military power of the world. May Allah Ta'ala destroy all their ambitions and destroy all their planning. And Allah Ta'ala must give them such lessons as He gave to the Aad and the Samud. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.